We have a special interview today with an author from England. Nice to meet you.
Hi, John. Nice to meet you, too.
And your name is Cass Peace.
That's
Can you
right.
spell that for us, please?
It's CASPEACE.
And is that your website, casspeace.com?
That's right. That's the website where you can find all information about my books, my writing, and my music.
CASPEACE.com.
That's the one.
The special topic today is Amazon publishing. Now, you're a published author, correct?
I am. That's right. Yes.
And do you have a regular publisher, like with an office and a books in the bookstore and stuff like that?
Well, I used to. When I first started out, I was published by an American, small American publisher who published the first three novels in my nine-novel series. And then, unfortunately, they had to close their doors. And so I decided, instead of looking for another publisher, I would become a self-publisher through Amazon. So that's what I did.
So looking at your website, we have Trilogy 1, Artisans of Albia.
That's correct.
And that's the one that was published by a traditional publisher.
That's right.
And then the second set is called Trilogy 2, Circle of Conspiracy.
That's correct, yes.
And how did you publish those three books?
Well, those three books, with some help from some friends, I edited them. And then I have my own editor, which I found online. She also edited the first three books, so I just carried on with her. And then I have a friend who does the layout for me, and I have another friend who does all the covers for me, and then you upload it to Amazon, and away you go, and Amazon do the rest for you.
So you're 100% responsible, whether it's good, bad, or anything in between.
That's right. I'm 100% responsible, but I do try and make my books look as professional as I possibly can, and I have a professional editor who makes sure there are no errors in the books, and all the book covers are done professionally. So an author can either do the whole thing themselves and take the risks of it not looking professional, or you can find other professionals online who will do those bits for you that you can't do yourself. And that's what I chose to do, to make my books look as good as if they were published by a traditional publisher.
Now, if I order one of your books, do I have to wait for somebody to like spend a month printing it? How long does it take to get it?
You will get it as quickly as Amazon could get it out to you, because they do print on demand. So as soon as you order one of my books, they will print it. And if you are on Amazon Prime, you'll get it the next day. It's as quick as that.
Amazing. How much do your books cost?
That's a tricky one, because, of course, it's different prices in the UK as it is on Amazon.com.
Well, let's say I want to order the first one of your third trilogy, Master of Malice.
Okay, that's
called The Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow.
So it's $4.99 on Kindle.
That's a Kindle version, yes. So they're more expensive, obviously, if you order the
$16.99 paperback.
There you go, because they're quite thick books. There's quite a lot in them. They're about 400 pages each book. So they're in a print form, they're quite a large book.
But it's $16.99 for print on demand. That's very reasonable.
Well, I think it's reasonable, but then I wrote the book.
And for $4.99 US, I get the Kindle edition that I can read anywhere.
That's right. And if you go to the very first book in the series, King's Envoy, you will find that's even cheaper on Kindle.
Yeah. On Kindle, that's 99 cents.
99 cents, absolutely right. So you can get a whole entire book for 99 cents.
And what's the topic of your books? Is this fiction or nonfiction?
It's fiction. It's fantasy fiction. So if you think along the line of Game of Thrones, the whole nine books are an entire saga covering the same characters and their journey all the way through their lives and what happens to them. Finishes in the ninth book, which will be out in December, this December.
But did you do it based on the success of Game of Thrones?
No, actually, I started writing these books long before I knew about Game of Thrones. So it was completely, they're not like Game of Thrones. They're not based on Game of Thrones.
But it's like a medieval sort of kingdoms and...
Absolutely. It's a complete different realm of five different kingdoms and the interaction between them. And it's nothing to do with Game of Thrones. It's just that kind of, if you enjoy those kind of books, then you should enjoy my series.
And I've seen your reviews on Amazon, at least here in the US. You've got fours and fives, so somebody likes your writing.
Yeah, people do seem to like it, which I find amazing. I'm really very gratified that people do enjoy them. So, yeah, they are getting some good reviews, which I'm very pleased about.
What do you recommend to other people who are starting out in publishing and they want to get their books published? What are some tips from a pro to get the best success with the Amazon publishing?
With Amazon publishing, I would just say read up everything you possibly can. Read up what Amazon have on their website as to what you should do. Follow their guidelines. And if you don't know about formatting and you don't understand how to upload books to Amazon, you can find people online who will help you with this. Some will do it for free. You can find other published authors who will give you hints and tips. The internet is wonderful these days. You can contact any author you like. Most of them are very helpful and they will give you all the tips. So just read everything you can, learn how to do it yourself, or find somebody who will do it for you.
Now, traditionally, if I wrote a book, the agent would get something, the publisher would get something, the bookstore would get something, and on a $20 book, I'd be lucky if I got a dollar. So if your books are, not the Kindle books, but if your physical books are $15, $16, do you have to give away most of that?
No, with Amazon you don't. It's turned around the other way. Amazon take less than a traditional publisher would. So an author can do very well through Amazon. You can look up their royalties. They're all written on Amazon's website, plain to see. And you control the price of your book, so you can make your book cheaper or more expensive. And then, of course, you will get a larger royalty if it's a more expensive book. But I find to keep them a really good cost, which will encourage people to buy them, is better than trying to go really expensive. But an author who publishes through Amazon will get a much larger royalty rate than if you went through a traditional publisher.
But is it safe to say that the other side of that is the fact that you don't have it sitting in a library or a bookstore or an airport or something because it's not going through a conventional publishing channel? You're sort of on your own with the good graces of Amazon as far as getting the word out?
That's true. Yes, if you go fully through Amazon and don't do any other work yourself, Amazon will promote the book for you once you've got a certain amount of reviews online. They do their own promotion, which is good. But you are still free to approach bookstores in your own town. You can order your own books through Amazon, and then you can go to those bookstores and ask them if they will stock them. You can go to airports and ask them if they will stock your book. So you can still have the traditional outlets that a traditional publisher would go through. It's just sometimes slightly harder for an author, an unknown author, to get bookstores to cite your books in their store. But it can be done. I've done book signings in my local stores at home in the UK, and they will stock my books. So you can have both through Amazon, which is a great thing.
Now just tell us briefly about the beautiful songs that are on your website.
Okay, well, I'm a folk singer anyway, and I did put a song in my very first book without the intention of recording it. But then I thought, what a great promotional tool that would be if I could actually record that song. My husband plays guitar. My brother and his songwriting partner are great guitarists and musicians. And so we all got together and we recorded that first song, which was called The Wheel Will Turn. And then I thought, well, why not do a song for every single book? So now there are, at the moment, I think there are four songs and one instrumental piece of music on my website from each of the first five books. And then the rest of the books, we will record songs as those books come out. But at the moment, there are at least five of them on my website, which are free to download and listen to. And so you can enjoy those as you're reading the books.
And it says download free MP3. Here, let's listen to one called Meadow Sweet. Well, we enjoy your singing very much.
Thank you, John.
Well, it's great to meet you, and we wish you all the best. I see you've got two books that are coming out. Let me find that information. You've got your final trilogy is called The Master of Malice. The first one is called The Scarecrow. Coming soon, The Captives and The Gateway. Tell us what's happening in this part of the story. Does this wrap up the trilogy?
Yes, this final trilogy does wrap up the entire nine-book series. The Captives is actually already published. It's just the picture's not there on the website at the moment. And the final book, The Gateway, that will be published this December 2016. And this wraps up the entire series. So the Master of Malice himself is the protagonist throughout the whole series. And you will find out exactly what his intentions are and how my heroine and her companions have to deal with that and what happens. It's quite a cataclysmic ending to the whole series, so I think people will enjoy it.
And we can start out with the King's Envoy. Do you say envoy or envoy?
In Britain we say envoy, but you can say envoy.
So we start out with the King's Envoy for only 99 cents, and we can see if we want to continue with the rest.
Absolutely, and I hope people will enjoy it. And if you read the book and you enjoy it, I would be delighted if people would leave me reviews on Amazon, because that really does help authors like me to sell more books. So please read it and enjoy it.
Thank you, Cass Peace. We wish you all the best with your final trilogy and whatever comes after it.
Thank you very much, John.